Gypsy Cottage, written and read by Louise. Halfway along Merriway Street, there is an old, old cottage. It has been there for a very long time. It used to be painted bright yellow and had a garden full of flowers. Sometimes, as the children walked past on their way to school, they would see a little old lady called Mrs. Lacey looking out of her window between purple flowery curtains. Then, on their way home from school, they would see her either working in her garden or sitting on the veranda in a large cane chair having a cup of tea. The front fence was painted orange, and a rainbow-coloured gate opened onto a shell-lined path that led up to the veranda, and a silver diamond-shaped front door with a huge brass bell hanging on a rope. If Mrs. Lacey was inside, her visitors would ring the bell, so she would know they were there. On the multicoloured roof was a tall white chimney, with a round red top like a huge toadstool. Next to the gate was a letterbox shaped like a caravan, and in large black letters was a sign that read, Gypsy Cottage. Mrs. Lacey had a dozen children, and when they were growing up, the house had always been filled with noise and lots of friends. But that was a long time ago. The children had all grown up and moved away. Mrs. Lacey became a widow and lived alone. Children no longer came to play, just passed by. They noticed that Mrs. Lacey spent less time in her garden and more time on the veranda. Her garden became overgrown with weeds. The yellow-painted house faded, and the silver front door was chipped. Even the flowery curtains began to droop. Many of the old, old houses along the street had been pulled down, and big, flash new ones had been built in their place. Mrs. Lacey felt very old. One day, a man in a smart suit came to visit. Mrs. Lacey was sitting in her cane chair on the veranda. He said he was a property developer and offered her a lot of money to buy her house. He wanted to pull it down and build motels, but promised to find her another more modern house. This made Mrs. Lacey very sad. She loved her house, but she was now too old to look after it and her garden. She phoned her eldest son, Rowley, and asked him what she should do. "I'll talk it over with Isabella," that was his wife, he said, "and I'll get back to you." Several days went by. Rowley didn't ring back. Mrs. Lacey worried and worried, and at last decided that she would give the property developer a ring. Just as she picked up the phone, a truck pulled up by her front gate. She put the receiver down and looked through her purple flowery curtains. It was a furniture van. The front door opened and Rowley and Isabella came in. "Hi there, Mum," Rowley said. "We are moving in to look after you and restore the house and garden." Mrs. Lacey didn't know what to say. Rowley was busy bringing in cartons and Isabella was busy unpacking them until she stopped to make lunch. Mrs. Lacey was so happy. Now she wouldn't have to sell her house. Rowley was an artist. He painted pictures of animals and rivers and seas and fish on the outside of the house, and birds and butterflies and flowers on the inside. Isabella was a gardener. She spent every day planting, weeding, and making the garden beautiful again. There was a stream with a little white bridge over it, beside beds of roses, pansies, geraniums, bright golden marigolds, and bushes shaped into animal shapes. Then she polished the shells along the edges of the path and placed shiny, glowing stones around a white stone fountain. There were dozens of silver, red, orange, and yellow lights among the bushes, so that at night time the garden looked like fairyland. People came from far and wide, day and night, to view the gardens and take photographs. For many years, Mrs. Lacey was very happy because Rowley and Isabella looked after her very well. Rowley sold many paintings, but he was not making enough money to live on. One day, a letter came in the mail, offering him a job teaching art at a high school in a city a long way away. Isabella could also have a job looking after the school gardens. They would have to move. They wanted Mrs. Lacey to go with them, but she didn't want to leave the town where she had always lived. "You need someone to look after you and the house and garden," Rowley argued. But it was no use. Mrs. Lacey would not move away from her friends. At the end of Merriway Street was a modern rest home called Golden Years. Mrs. Lacey went to live there. She had a room of her own with a large window that looked out on a pretty garden and a view of the street so she could see people going by. The property developer came to see her again. "I see your house is empty now," he said, and he offered her a lot of money to buy it. "Do you still want to knock it down and build motels?" she asked. "Yes, I do," he said. "I could make a lot of money out of motels. Your house is very old and can't last forever." "Let me think about it," she said. Mrs. Lacey thought and thought, until at last she decided that she had to sell her house. She had loads of wonderful memories, piles of photographs, and Rowley gave her a fabulous painting of her house and garden. She hung it in her room so that she could look at it every day. Mrs. Lacey had 30 grandchildren, and they often came to visit her. Amy was the youngest. She was only 3. Her mother often brought her to see Grandma Lacey on the way home from Play Centre. One day, Amy said, "We have our play centre in a hall, and we always have to pack away our toys to make room for other people to come in. We can't even leave our paintings hanging up to dry or our models on the table. I wish we could have Gypsy Cottage for our play centre." "What a wonderful idea," Mrs. Lacey said. That very day she rang the play centre supervisor, who knew Gypsy Cottage. Everyone did. She was very excited about the idea and said she would have a meeting with the parents. They all decided that Gypsy Cottage would be a great place to have their play centre. The children were delighted. The mums and dads developed a safe playing area in the backyard, and once again the cottage was filled with children happily playing. On fine days, someone from the Golden Years rest home would help Mrs. Lacey into her wheelchair and take her along Merriway Road. They would stop for a while to see the children at Gypsy Cottage as they ran in and out of the silver diamond-shaped front door and built block towers on the veranda or played on the swings, the trampoline, and in the sandpit in the backyard. They ran round and round the flower beds, across the little bridge, and paddled in the fountain. Inside there were loads of toys, children's paintings hanging up to dry, and tables covered with clay and box models the children had made. There was a whole wardrobe full of dress-up clothes and shelves of books. The property developer was wrong, Mrs. Lacey said to the woman who pushed the wheelchair. "Gypsy Cottage will be there forever."